So let's have fun again. Let's put on the music. Get comfortable. Let's take a moment to acknowledge the human. Before we go any further, let's acknowledge the human. The human got thrown into all this and said, yeah, go figure all this out. And by the way, the master and the I am kind of said, yeah, you go, we'll stay here. Call when you need help. Don't call collect, though. Let's acknowledge the human for all the experiences. I mean, a wealth of stories. Actually, I like to think of experiences as just a bunch of stories. And the soul loves stories. The master does also, and the human's going to come to love the stories itself. Let's acknowledge the human for jumping in there, for taking on all this stuff, for having a memory that remembers. Kind of makes you want to go back to the angelic times where there really was no memory. By the way, you're going to say, well, what do you mean there's no memory? What I'm really saying was that back in the angelic realms, there was no past or future. The only thing the angelic beings knew was the now moment, the present. Anyway, let's acknowledge the human. We're going into the experience of time and space, the physical body, and judgment. Well, what an experience to be able to judge yourself. The I am cannot, by the way, cannot judge itself. A human sure learned how to do that. Let's give a lot of credit to the human for walking alone. Being alone in this journey, I'm not talking about other people, I'm talking about without a conscious connection to the master or to the I am. It brings up a very interesting discussion we have all the time in the Ascended Masters Club. Was it the human who chose isolation to be alone? Or was it the I am that says, no, this part of me needs to be out of touch? We still debate it almost every night. Let's give credit to the human for all the experiences that it's had. Unending, almost, lifetime after lifetime. Creating incarnations in the first place, so I could simply go back into experience. For creating a past and a future. That was kind of brilliant and kind of stupid at the same time. Now, God didn't create a past and a future. It was actually human consciousness, mass consciousness. Imagine that for a moment. Mass consciousness created past and future. When we gather soon in this place called Bled, Slovenia, with 500 Chambra, will be, I'd say, the biggest group ever to consciously release mass consciousness. We're going to be doing that there. And it'll be there for everybody, for all Chambra, but we're going to do it there. The human created a past and a future, an experience. That was brilliant in a way because Well, you always had a place you came from, and you always had a place you were going to. It's an experience. But it also began to weigh pretty heavy in terms of dragging that past around, making you afraid of the future. But anyway, we have past and future now. What an experience. So now, the master, the wisdom of your ages, of all of you, past and future, that master comes to you now. And I accompany the master to each and every one of you. And we share, and not in words, but riding on the music, we share with you what you'll be experiencing now in your life. You've chosen to stay on the planet in the body. We're going to share with you here. It's not about dates and times or anything. It's a feeling. It is pure feeling. So take a deep breath, and without words, just let yourself feel this. What experiences may come to you? Remember, it's not about a date or a time or anything like that. Feeling to experience is something of a vast feeling, of a vast awareness. Go beyond even just the human definition of experience. And without words, let the master and I share with you what will come. Don't try to put this to words yet. Let it come as a feeling, as a sense. Many layers here of what's happening. It's certainly about your life. It's about what you would say comes next. It's about all of us right now birthing experience as a super sense. I cannot wait to get back to the Ascended Masters Club to tell them what we're doing. I've kept it a secret, even from Caldera, up until today. We're actually birthing experience as a sense. Imagine that. Just a group of slummy humans all of a sudden birthing experience as a sense. Take a deep breath as the master and I share with you what experiences will come in your life as you stay here on this planet in these bodies. Now, you can let it come to words. Let it come to words. Just don't think about it. It seems strange, but don't stress about it. The words come to you. Master and I are still very present, and now words come to you. What you'll experience. What you'll experience in your life. Now, some of you are holding back. You're limiting it to qualia based on old experiences. Don't let it come, because it's going to be very different than old experiences. Take a deep breath and simply let the words come to you. You don't even have to put them together, just let the words come. You don't have to put it into a sentence. Master is wisdom, but in that wisdom, the master can emulate, can be very human, I should say. So let the master hold your hand. And let the words, what experiences will come to you in this lifetime? Let those words now, let the definition come. Take a good deep breath. For what comes to you now in our safe space is truth. It is your truth. And what comes now is truth. And what comes now still may seem somewhat undefined in many ways. The mind still may be trying to interpret it, but it's there. You'll come to deeper understanding of it. Maybe later today, tomorrow. There's no rush. But the Master wanted to have you have a glimpse of what comes next. And if you noticed, the Master didn't talk about ordinary things. He didn't talk about what you're going to eat for breakfast or a new car that you're going to get. The Master doesn't care about those. The Master knows all of those things, the everyday things. They're just there. The Master's more interested in what comes next for your experience as a human. And certainly it's not going to follow the experiences of the past. Certainly, it's going to be very, very different. That's why you chose to stay. Let's take a deep breath together. So what we have here is kind of a turning point, a change of the way you experience yourself and life.